Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, you may have just been in business for a short period of time, or you may have been in business for a long period of time. But you might want to sit back and reflect about what business, what life was like before you went into business. Someone was telling you what to do. They were in charge of you. And your income was limited. Every job only pays so much money. Even if you're at the top of the scale, it only pays so much money. But when you are in business, it's true that you do have people telling you what to do. Those are the customers, the clients. Sometimes it's even employees and staffing that you have to work with. But your income is not limited. Your income is only limited by how you perceive business and what you think about. And to have income that's extraordinary, to have income that will permit you to buy what you want at the level that you are, you need to have a volume of business. But having a volume of business isn't enough. If you have a volume of business and that business is not running well, rather than making money, you're going to lose money. So to make money, to have a good business, to have a business that's profitable, you need employees. You need people who are going to absolutely make decisions. You need people who are going to know what their job is, that they really understand what it is, and to absolutely get it done every single day. So your job as a CEO, president, or business owner is to absolutely hire the best people that you possibly can. And to hire the best people you possibly can, you need to understand what every job is about. You need to understand the requirements. How much education do they need? How much do they need to understand it? How much will, drive, and determination do they have? And that's a big task. But after you do hire them and you make the decision to hire them, there's something else that has to happen. And that is, you must get your coworkers, your employees, to think. It usually doesn't happen in a business. People who operate a business, the CEO, president, or business owner, many times they want to make every decision. Many times they want to have their finger on the pulse of everything. And when you do that, you limit yourself. But if you are developing your coworkers, your employees, to think and to make decisions, and you don't have to think about everything and you don't have to make every single decision, well, your income is not limited because people are helping you. They're helping you grow the business. You're helping them by providing the income that they need, and as you grow, they grow with you. And if they don't grow with you, then we have to have someone in place doing that job who will take you to the next level. That doesn't necessarily mean that we fire that person that's been loyal, that we fire that person that's been with us for a long period of time. But if they can no longer do that particular job because they no longer have the vision or the will, drive, determination, the skill set, we just find another position for them. Employees, coworkers will make the difference in how much business you can do and how much profit you'll make. You need to make the decision to empower them and get them to understand how to think critically, how to understand how to solve problems, how to understand to look to the next step, ask the next question. And then you have to have boundaries so they understand what their responsibility is, but then you have to get them to help you make decisions so you're not the only one, so you're not just a small business. You can grow your business and grow it and grow it and grow it to the level of the competency and the skills of your employees, how much they think, and how much you are willing to empower people around you so that they can absolutely help you run the business. And the more you empower them, the more you get them to think in the right way, the more you get them to make the right decisions, and I'm not just saying we turn them loose. We pretty much know over a period of time who makes good decisions and bad decisions. The more successful you will be, the more successful they will be, and your employee retention will be much greater because they're happy. They like coming to work. They're being compensated in a fair way, and you are making a grand profit. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.